Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it like that.
Okay. I got my engineers working. We're good all over the place now. We have to excuse us because we're going to a broader audience, so we just wanted to get our mic check taken care of. So we're good right now, I'm being told. But good evening, everyone. This is D&K Bible Break. We just want to say happy Monday to you all. And again, we just want to thank you for spending the evening with me and Kay. First and foremost, we both want to give honor to the Lord who is the head of our lives. And we just, again, want to thank the Lord for waking us up in our right frame of mind and giving us all the activities of our limb and giving us the opportunity to share the word with everyone else once again. Again, I just want to explain, this is D&K Bible Break. We're not trying to do anything. We just figured it was birthed out of Corona for me and my wife in our household to do something for the Lord. And since we have a platform, we said, why don't we take this time and just talk about whatever the Lord puts on our heart from a biblical place to try to help not just us, but anybody else that may be going through some of the same things we're going through. So we just want to take this time and say thank you for joining us again for D&K Bible Break. I want to say a special thanks to all my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing. And just want to say special thanks to you guys. Also, a special thanks to my beautiful wife, Miss Kay, for helping me do this and just, you know, being a blessing to me as we do the D&K Bible Break. So with that being said, I'm going to introduce her, Miss Kay. You got anything you want to say before I continue?
Happy Monday, everybody, and thank y'all for joining us.
All right. So with that being said, we're going to go right on ahead. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to try to be very, I hope I'm using the right words, efficient, quick, and hopefully we'll be out of here real soon. And hopefully we'll give you something that the Lord has given to us that we can give to you. So with that being said, we're going to ask you all bow your heads as we open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you again, Father God, for giving us the opportunity to share your word. Father God, we just want to take this opportunity to be a servant to you, giving you all praise and all glory, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in us that's not like you, we ask you to remove it right now, Father God. Father God, we ask for forgiveness for any past sins that we may have done willfully and unwilling. So we just ask that you just clean our hearts right now, Father God, as we get ready to share your word, Father God, give that listener the ear to hear it, and not only hear it, but also be a doer of your word. We ask these amen. Things in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone amen. Say amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Yeah, and tonight we're going to get started. We're going to jump right into it. The title is Forget Me Not. That's going to be the title, Forget Me Not. And a lot of times we as Christians, and me and myself, I'm only going to speak for myself, sometimes we forget how good God is to us. We forget the little blessings. We forget. And there is no such thing as a little blessing or a big blessing, but we, as people, categorize blessing. Us waking up, a lot of us taking us waking up this morning for granted, because we didn't thank the Lord for waking us up. And that ought to be one of the biggest thankfuls that we do every morning when we wake up screaming, thank you, Jesus, for waking us up.
Amen.
And then putting us in our right frame of mind. We tend to, and I'm not going to say, I'm going to use me, tend to forget. If I was to say that I wake up every morning saying, thank you, Lord, I would be telling a fib. The Lord knows that. And we come up with this topic because a lot of times we take for granted little things. And they may be little to us, but for some other people, they're big. Because some people didn't wake up this morning. They couldn't say thank you.
Man.
And some people woke up and you know, they don't have freedom the way we have freedom. Some people woke up in prison. And even though they're in prison, there's more people more free are in prison than there's people outside of the prison. I do know that. But at least on the outside of the world, our people on the outside like myself, we take that our freedom for granted. Because we just wake up and we go do what we want to do. But people in prison, they have to wake up when they tell them to wake up. They eat when they tell them to go eat. They sleep when they tell them to go sleep. So they really don't have no freedom. We're free to do what we want to do, and we take it for granted. And tonight we're just going to talk about forget me not, because the Lord don't want to be forgetting about anything that he does and do. And I'm going to take the time to thank the Lord for my wife. Because she does so much for me, it can be easily, and a lot of men, I'm just going to tell you, you ought to don't take your wives for granted. I'm only can speak from my household. And I was sharing with my wife, you know, when I go to the restroom, everything is in there that I need. I don't know how it always gets there. It's just there. I never have to say, oh, we don't have this, we don't have that. We always have. And it's because of her. She runs the household and the little things that are taken that I cannot afford to take for granted, sometimes takes for granted. And I just want all the men, it's not a men bashing thing, but, you know, if you've got a spouse and you got a good one, you can't take little things for granted. So that's what we're going to be talking about, the little things in our lives that we take for granted that we ought to be thankful for, since we are living Thanksgiving is this month, and this ought to be a month of Thanksgiving and giving thanks to the Lord for everything that he's done for us, from as far as waking us up, giving us a job to go to, giving us a home to go to, or setting up an apartment, or a car to drive, or if you're not even driving a car, but you have to catch public transportations or Ubers. However you're doing what you're doing, you're blessed because you're able to do that. And we ought not take that with a small grain. We ought to give the Lord thanks each and every day. And with that being said, I'm going to give you the basis of what we're going to be talking about tonight, and I'm going to let my wife go ahead and she's going to get a little bit deeper than I have. So go ahead.
Well, just a side note before I get going. You mentioned about people in prison not being, you know, as free as we are here. And it just came to me. Well, I don't want to say it just came to me, but I just had a thought. We have a lot of people who are not free in their minds. So they may be out here free, but their minds are not free. So we're going to be praying for those people, and we lift, you know, people up that are going through right now that don't have their mind is a little off right now. So, but I just felt the need to say that. So, okay.
Okay.
Now, tonight, the forget-me-not. So I was looking up, okay, I remember hearing forget-me-not, and I'm like, that's a flower, the definition of this particular flower. And I really like the definition. It says forget-me-nots, they represent true love, and giving someone this flower means you truly love and respect this person. It is a testament to your relationships and promises the other person that you will never forget them in your thoughts. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of like where I wanted to go tonight, where we wanted to go tonight. So with that being said, I know, you know, it's a lot of times at one time or another in your life, we've all been in a situation where we have, you know, we say our prayers, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll do this. Or Lord, if you bless me with this, I'll do that. And when our situation changes, we forget all about what we said. We get busy with life and take for granted how blessed we are. And what I was thinking when you were saying it about the little things that us ladies do, I'm not the only lady that does it. I'm pretty sure you run your household, you're going to make sure everything is in place. But like, give people their flowers now. Love your spouse now. Love your parents now. Love your children now. You know, love your siblings now. You need to do things now. Give them their flowers now. Forget me not now. And with that, serve the Lord now while it's day. So all of this goes into being thankful, because this is the Thanksgiving season. And we do need to think about some things, because the Lord has really, if you feel that you're a person that the Lord ain't blessing or the Lord ain't did nothing for you, you woke up this morning, just like my husband was saying, you got new mercies every morning. That's it. Lamentations 3:22-23 talks about the Lord's, the new mercy. This is not something that that anything you can do to gain it or to earn it. The Lord gives us, he greets us each morning with new mercies. So we do thank him for breath in our bodies. If you can't think of anything else to thank the Lord for, that's it. Hold your breath for a little while and see how long it takes you to be gasping for air. So thank the Lord for the breath in your body. So with that being said, also in addition to my husband was saying as well, with, you know, you got a job, you got a car, and a lot of the times we pray for our job, the Lord bless us with our job, and a few months later, a few years later, you're like, man, I can't stand this job. I can't wait to get off of this job. But this is the job you prayed for. Did you not pray and ask the Lord for it? Did he miss something? Because you prayed for it. And a lot of times we pray for promotions, and then you want to complain that you got too much work to do. You pray for that promotion. You should be thankful. It's like, be thankful for what the Lord is giving you. You get a bigger house. Oh, it's too much cleaning to be doing. These bills going up, they going higher. We need to chill out, stop complaining, and be grateful for where you are. And a lot of the times, you know, we have people, we pray for healing, and then the Lord heals your body. And guess what? After you get healed, you don't even take the time to praise them and thank them. It's kind of like Luke 17. It talks about the 10 lepers. Only one of them came back and thanked the Lord. The other 9 did not. And a lot of times, as people, sometimes the Lord do things for us and we don't go back and say thank you. So what I would like you to do is just, if you can just sit and think about what the Lord's done for you, meditate on what your life would be like if he didn't show mercy and show grace to you. You know, our stories would be a little bit different if the Lord didn't show grace and mercy. So we need to be grateful for that and remember what the Lord has done for us. Forget me not. Don't forget what he's done. Look back. Think about it. I promise you, if you just think about everything that he's done for you, you wouldn't have a nasty attitude. You wouldn't be ungrateful. it's too much that he's done for you, where you're just like, Lord, my mind would be gone right now if it wasn't for you. So we need to be being grateful. I'm going to let you talk, husband. I'm getting emotional.
No, you're fine. Before I get into the meat of what I want to go with this, I feel I don't want to go off a direction of where we're at right now. But it's just very important as believers. And if you're a strong believer, we all have our moments. But if we're strong believers, when we wake up, we ought to start preparing ourselves to thank him. Because you can't have a bad day if he wakes you up and you give him a pure thanks. It's impossible. And I was thinking about this. And you know, it hits me first. If I wake up in the morning and I don't thank him, it's very possible that my day and my attitude is going to be affected because I didn't start my day off right giving him thanks. But when you wake up in the morning and you giving him thanks for waking you up, and then once you stretch and you feel you got the activities of your limbs, you thank him again. Now, there's a lot of thanking going on, and if you keep saying, thank you, Lord, it's going to trigger in having I want to call it a right now praise break. That no matter whatever comes your way, by your thanking him, that's your power, that's your strength. To no matter whatever happens, how many attitudes hit you, the first thing in the morning, if you wake up thankful attitude, I'm willing to bet it will be impossible for you to get taken out of the realm that the Lord will want it. Better yet, we always said, let his will be done. If we wake up thanking him and getting ready to do his will, it would kind of be, and saying you can't have a bad day. I'm not saying things won't be hard or won't be trying, but if you wake up giving him thanks and praise first thing in the morning, first for waking you up, then giving you the activities of your limb, then for thanking him for blessing you if you have to go to work or whatever you do to start your day, then when the foolishness hits, you've already built up. You've already put your armor on. You've already have a victorious mindset. And when I did it the other morning, I didn't do it, but this is why it's very important that we talk about it and we try to teach, and we're going to have some scriptures here later on. Giving him thanks is because a lot of times we defeat ourselves by not preparing ourselves for the day. And if you're not giving him thanks in the morning, you're subject to have a pretty bad day. Attitude, family members, your spouses, regardless what the situation may be, it can be a bad day. A few weeks ago, and I'm just talking, I'm going to let you take over in a minute, we were passing out food. My wife was passing out food. She asked me if I knew anybody, and I was, I know a lot of people. I didn't want to pass it out. But because it was my wife and we are a team, I had to take my day, my morning, dropping food off to other people. Now, I had a little attitude, but the Lord checked me real quick because I started my morning off wanting to do what Derek wanted to do. I didn't give thanks to the Lord. I didn't do this, and it was all about me. And the Lord showed me real quick, if his will is being done, I can't be defeated. And I got chastised for that because I had a selfish attitude because I wanted to help, but I didn't want to do the legwork. I just wanted to be the connect person. I didn't want to have to put all that stuff in my car and my truck and drive here and drive there and drive here. Now, I'm saying that because I was shown something. I was delivered from something. If I'd have woke up with the right frame of mind, thanking the Lord and being able to be a vessel, use me, Lord, the way you want to use me, attitude would have never have happened. Because other things that happened beforehand, and my attitude was different, just because I woke up and I put the armor of God on, I was giving thanks, praise. And when you do that, you seem to have the right mindset, and he can use you, and you can be an effective disciple, Christian, man, woman, and you you will be on top. You don't have to have $1 million in the bank account to have a $1 million attitude or have a $1 million spirit about yourself. Just always happy, always wanting to give. It all starts in how you start your morning. Go ahead, Kay.
No, I agree with you. We all have a choice to make every day, and every morning when we wake up, there's a choice that you make. And so my question to you all is, will it be God or will it be self? So are you going to wake up wanting to do, desiring to do the Lord's will? Or do you do like a lot of us, you go through your to-do list of things that you need to get done during the day? So sometimes I'm guilty. I'll wake up and I'll just jet. I'm up and I'm gone. And you just wake up, feet hit the floor, and you're just running because you got too much to do. And I can't speak for any guys or anything like that, but most women, they do have a list to get things done. So a lot of the times we got to do work before we even head to work. So there's always something to do. And so what I've learned during these last several months is that starting my day with the Lord before anything else makes for a more productive day, as my husband was saying. So I find myself, I'll lay there, I'll get my my Bible app, and I'll do my studying, and I just want to just rest in the Lord and not move. I'm not saying I do that every single day, but I try to make that a practice more often times than I not make that a practice. So if you can start your day off with the Lord, it just seems like your day goes smoother. I'm not saying it's not going to be any bumps or delays, but you'll find your attitude changing because it's like, you know, God has been too good. I'm not even going to let that bother me. So the more you do it, the more you'll want to please the Lord more than you are trying to do things within yourself. And if you just ask the Lord to guide your day and order your steps in that day, talk to him all day, not just in a little bit of time and then you go on and be about your business. You can talk to him all day, and he will lead and guide you. Now, we do have times where, guilty, in traffic, people get on my nerves in traffic. So I'm learning to leave a little bit earlier. It's not their fault that I'm rushing. Leave a little bit earlier. Do things decently and in order, and it will flow a little bit smoother for you. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, it says, be thankful in everything, in all circumstances. So at all times we should be thankful. We have to be thankful because if it wasn't for the Lord leading us and guiding us, we would be lost. So just make sure you try to start your day with him and be thankful, and everything will flow smoothly. And like I said, we were talking about a little bit, talking about spouses. And for that subject, husband, thank you for the things that you said. But it goes both ways, because when you want to, I would like to give my family, my husband, their flowers now. I don't want them to be like, well, my mom didn't do this or my wife didn't do that. No, I express myself by doing things, making sure everybody has what they need, just so they don't have to worry about what they need or what they're missing. So that's how I'm designed, and I thank God that he created me that way. And as children of God, we should all want to be servants. You got to serve first before you try to be leading something. You have to follow somewhere. You can't just be like, I'm the boss and nobody listens to anybody else. So I thank God for my husband as well. So if I can add that in there.
Okay, well, thank you. We ain't gonna make this a cheesy type thing, but I want to go somewhere with this before it gets too late. And the reason I'm trying to say how you start your day, you never know who you're gonna run into. You never know who you're gonna have an opportunity to witness to. And if you start your day off good, no matter who you come across, no matter how bad of an attitude they may have or what type of person they may be, the Lord would always use us and to be that person to help them get to whatever they're going through. And I know I didn't tell you I was going to go here, but I'm going to go here. So Luke, it's in Luke, the 19th chapter, talking about Zacchaeus. And the reason I want to use Zacchaeus a little bit as an example, I'm going to try to do this real quick. He was a sinner, but he wanted to see Jesus. And he couldn't because he was a little statue, and he had to climb up a sycamore tree just to get a glimpse of Jesus. Now, in all of that he had to do to see Jesus, he was probably having a bad day because he was being blocked by the crowd. They didn't want him to see Jesus. And when they didn't want him to see it, he had to make the climb up into a tree just to see him. And sometimes when you do all you do, you can get an attitude. So he probably didn't have a good attitude. But I like what Jesus did, because Jesus, and we're supposed to be Christ alike, Jesus, in verse 5, it says he looked up and saw him and told Zacchaeus to come down. This is in verse 5, Luke 19, verse 5. And then this is the part that I like. It says, I must stay at your house. Jesus went to the house of a sinner. Mm-hmm. Now, what did I got to do with what we're talking about? Because a lot of times when we wake up in the morning, if we don't give the right thing, we don't know whose house we're going to have to go to. And if you have the wrong type of attitude, if you look at the crowd was murmuring, talking about Jesus going to the house of a sinner. And a lot of times, if we don't have the right attitude, we want to go off on the crowd. But Jesus ignored the crowd and went to the house of Zacchaeus because he had the right mindset. And when he got to the house of Zacchaeus, he did something very interesting to me. He just sat there and had dinner with him and didn't say a word to him. And not saying a word, just sitting there listening to Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus made his own confession to Jesus. Sometimes we just got to go to other people's house with the right attitude, the right mindset, and not say nothing and listen to them. Because if you listen to them long enough, they'll make their own confession. But we never get into the house of these other people because our attitudes are bad. I'm not going over there. I can't do that. You see these people talking about me now? We have every excuse in the book not to do what the Lord has called us to do. Forget me not. The Lord blessed you, woke you up this morning. The least you can do is go be a guest at somebody's house that wants to see Jesus. And not go there with an attitude. Not go there because you're so holier than thou that you ain't never seen sin, or you ain't never heard a curse word, or you ain't never seen no one pull out a cigarette. You can't do that around me because I'm holier than thou. Come on. We've been there. And this is what the Lord was sharing with me and broke me down and was chastising me for when I was delivering the food. It went right to this story. Jesus went home of a sinner. Now, right here, I'm just going to use my imagination and just play with this for a little bit, because a lot of times we as Christians, we wake up without giving him thanks. And our attitude and our mind is already made up about other people. And all we got to do is just sit there and listen to them. And in listening to them, they'll make their own confession. You ain't even got to do no work. You ain't even got to be deep. You ain't even got to quote scriptures. Jesus just sat there and had dinner with him. And he made his own confession. The sinner did. Zacchaeus did. But the point I'm trying to make is we have to get in the right frame of mind when we wake up every morning. Every morning we got to get in the right frame of mind. Some people say that they can't get started until they get their coffee. Well, if you got to wait to get your coffee, that means telling me you're not even thinking about the Lord. You're thinking about your coffee. Your day going to be messed up regardless whether you have it or not. And have you ever went to get coffee first thing in the morning and they mess it up? Especially if you're going to Dunkin' Donuts. I know my wife knows about this. And they put the wrong ingredients in your coffee. And now you got an attitude at them. And your day just started off wrong already. Even before you got the coffee. And then sometimes you can get it and they overcharge you. Your whole attitude is bad, even though you got the coffee. Or the people in line take them long. Your attitude is bad. These are things that happen to us on a regular basis. You can wake up don't think the Lord would be in a good mood until something happens. The way you defeat that is you give thanks in the morning. You give praise as soon as you wake up. And then once you see that you woke up, you got to give him praise for getting your feet out of the bed, and you got all activities of your limb. Everything is working right. I can stretch. I can breathe. All my life, everything is good. Then you ought to be built up. That's two praises first thing in the morning. You ought to be built. You ought to be ready, because now you're reverencing the Lord. And then you can take on anything and anybody, regardless of the people around you, what they're saying, what type of sin they're dealing with. You can deal with it because you've already given thanks in the morning. And if we want to be effective Christians, and we don't want him to forget about us, don't forget about him with these little things. And take these little things as big things just by getting up, giving him the praise. Now, you're probably saying, well, Derek, why would you say that starting off your day with praise and worship like that is going to have you have a great day? Because the Bible says just when blessings go up, when praises go up, blessings come down. That is true. That's word. That will not spoil. That will not go bad. That it is what it is. It says, weeping may endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. You have that. It won't spoil. It won't go bad. You have that joy. Even though it's raining outside, you still have that joy. It don't go bad. And have you ever went and bought groceries and the power went out? The first thing people worry about, my groceries is going to spoil. Well, the good thing about God's word and the food for your soul, it never spoils. It's always good word. It's always good. So if you wake up praising him, it's a power source. It won't go bad. And then you can deal with the people like Zacchaeus, and you can go to their house. You ain't got to keep it inside your four walls. You can go to their house and sit there with them and be just as comfortable because you didn't already give thanks to the Lord. The Lord didn't matter what the people were saying about him going to the house. He went there because he had ministry to do there. And he didn't get deep. He didn't write a whole lot of words. He just sat there and had dinner with them. Read it. Read Zacchaeus and watch how the Lord dealt with Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, the Bible says he was a sinner. I'm not making it up. It's right there in Luke. He was a sinner, but he wanted to see Jesus. A lot of people wake up on the wrong side of the bed. They just want to see Jesus. They're looking for Jesus. And if we go at them with the wrong attitude, because we didn't forget about our blessing, we're looking for a $1 million blessing. We want $1 million in our bank account. We want this, that, and the other. And when I said I thank the Lord for my wife, because when I come home, it don't matter. I'm prepared. If I need to go take a shower, everything I need is there. I didn't buy it. I didn't think to go get it. She makes sure everything is stocked up, everything you need. If I take that for granted, pretty soon she's going to get tired of doing it without being recognized. She's going to get tired of doing all these little things because we're not recognizing her in the little things she do. All we want is the big gifts. What you going to do for my birthday? What you going to do for, but all the stuff that goes on throughout the year that she does. It's the same thing with the Lord, all the little stuff. And like a lot of people say, there ain't no big sin or little sin. Sin is sin. There ain't no big blessing or no little blessing. A blessing is a blessing. So when he wakes you up in the morning, that is a blessing. When he gives you the activity of your limbs, some people can't walk. You can walk. Some people that can't walk, okay, you may not can walk, but you still got your hearing. And regardless of the situation you're in, it could be worse. Somebody's worse than you are. And at the end of the day, people who didn't wake up is a lot worse than you are. At least I have breath to say thank you, Jesus, for letting me see another day. Unless they went to glory. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you know if I go to glory, I'm going to be shouting. Don't be sad at my funeral.
Amen, amen.
Look. I'm not gonna say don't cry for a few minutes. You know, go ahead and get your few minutes. I give you a limit, 5 minutes. After that, you better be happy.
Because I've
done everything that the Lord has told me to do. It should not be a sad occasion. I understand you're gonna miss people and all of that, but if you're living for the Lord, you know The Bible says it's appointed for everyone to die. So if you're living your life right and you're getting your flowers now while you're alive, you know who appreciates you. You know who loves you because they're going to give them, they're going to show you love on a daily basis. On a daily basis. And not because you can give them money or not because you're doing something for them, just because you love them. It ain't always about money. Jesus had enough love to go to that man's house, to his house. Not his house, not our house. We always want to bring the sinners to the church. Sometimes we need to go out and get them in their house, in the state that they're in, and stop acting all stuck up like we ain't never saw sin before and bring them to our house. Now, I'm not saying this for all you new babies in Christ. You know, you need to stay in your lane. You know, let the older people, older saints go do that because I don't want to mislead nobody into doing something, you know, going back into a weak area where you're not strong enough to go. I'm talking about for some of these people that have been sitting inside the four walls for years and years and years, sucking up all this food but ain't never distributing it to nobody. Go to their house. Be an Uber driver. What they call it, Uber Eats? Go drop some food off in their house like Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. And just sit there. And I guarantee you, if you got the spirit of the Lord in you and the spirit of love in you, you ain't got to say a whole heck of a lot. Because that person will start making their own confession like Zacchaeus did. Go ahead. Well, I feel like I'm talking a lot. Go ahead.
No, you was good. I like the story of Zacchaeus, and I was looking at it a little bit while you were talking. And it actually, what I like about it is, in addition to what you were saying, it also shows him, for one, he was a tax collector. Nobody don't want to talk to nobody that's collecting taxes. So he wasn't liked by the people anyway. And not only that, from what it says, he says himself, if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. So he probably knew he was skimming here and there. He may not know the exact time frame, but I'm sure he knew he was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. And by him talking to the Lord about it, it shows a humble heart. Like, look, I'm not worthy of you to come to my house. And if I did something, you know, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And just by being humble and coming to the Lord with a humble heart, it allows us to actually be that point for other people. So you can't show anybody grace you can't show anybody mercy if you feel that you haven't been shown mercy. So because Zacchaeus was shown mercy right here and he humbled himself, the Lord saw past all his sins, just like he does for us. It's like, okay, Lord, thank you. If you did it for Zacchaeus, you can do it for me. I'm not always right. I make mistakes. And you still want to come sit at my house? You still want to dwell in me? That's beautiful. So we need to be thankful because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. He is just blessing us with his favor when we deserve his wrath. So just, I thank God for that. I like the Zacchaeus story. So, and humility is something that we really need to incorporate in our life. Sit down, be humble. Don't act like you above and you've been walking on water. And no, sit down, have a seat, be humble. Be grateful. Thank the Lord. Keep your mouth shut sometimes. And stay in your lane. So,
well, you know, the perfect thing when you say keep your mouth shut is like Jesus did. He's a perfect example. When he went to have dinner with them, he sat there. And when most people say, if I'd done anything, normally mean they done something. So he knew what he did when he was filling off the top anyway.
Right.
Or he wouldn't have said that. So when you're in the presence of someone, sometimes you don't have to say nothing. And I don't want to get off of what we're talking about, but the Lord just put on me. A lot of times we go somewhere, and as soon as someone starts confessing their sin to us, we look shocked.
we look like, wow, you did all that. Or we look like we want to be deep, like we ain't never heard of sin. Or when someone is sitting there confessing their sins to us, they may smoke a cigarette, they may have a shot of a drink, they may be doing something because that's what they're used to. But they're confessing their faults right there before us. And we want to be so holy, well, we can't do that around me. Well, no, sometimes in order for someone to confess, they're comfortable in that sin, but they're also comfortable to talk to you about it. And sometimes we got to, as Christians, we got to come off our high horse and stop being so super spiritual and just listen to what they're going through. And at the right time, the Lord will give you what to say. Because like he told him, he told Zacchaeus that what it said right here in verse 8, Zacchaeus stood and said, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come in verse 9, coming to this house. And that's all Jesus said. Today salvation has come to this house. And we need to know that when we're around people, after giving thanks to the Lord, he will give us the words to say without having an attitude. Give us the words to say without looking like we all that. And like my wife says, just sit down and be quiet sometime.
Right. Say what the Lord wants you to say and get out the way.
Exactly.
And love on your people.
Yeah, love.
I can't say that enough because a lot of the times, I don't know, I've experienced a lot of death in my life as far as family members, close family members and friends. And I have a couple of people in my life. I'm like, man, I wish I would have did this or I wish I would have said that. And I'm learning you have to tell people how you feel now because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And you don't want your loved one to be here wondering and hoping and just thinking of if y'all's relationship could have been better. So if you are the person, if you are the person that offended somebody or if somebody offended you, it's time to move forward. You got to let go of some things. If you need to have a conversation, I was talking to somebody on Saturday. I know I need to have a conversation with a person that I haven't talked to one-on-one, but I know I need to have a conversation with this person. And I'm praying that the Lord works it out to where I can have a one-on-one conversation with this person because it is well needed. God forbid anything was to happen to either one of us. I don't want to be going the rest of my days wondering, what if I would have said this, or I wonder how they felt about this. Talk to people. Now is the prime time because you can't really go and be in people's faces. All of our phones work. So you can FaceTime. If you don't want to see their face, you can call them, text them, do something to reach out to somebody to let them know you love them, you thinking of them. We got a lot of people that's out here. We have all the technology, all the ways to connect on social media, but people are still lonely. And right now, we got to practice the forget-me-nots. Give them their flowers now. Let them know what they mean to you now so nobody has to guess. So do what's
right. Amen. Well, that's basically, I'm not going to say sum it up, but there's a lot of other things. There's a lot of places we can go and get into, but hopefully they got the meat of the message. Forget not, forget me not. And remember when
right.
you get
you
up in the morning.
Forget what the Lord's done. Right. Don't forget anything that the Lord has done for you. If you got to sit and write out a list. I'm sure you can think back of plenty of days where it was like, whoa, how did I make it out of that situation? that drive-by, the Lord bless you. He saved your life. That person you were sleeping with, you know they got around. You didn't catch nothing. That's nothing but God. You was wrong in doing it, but a lot of the time we wrong in our sin, whether you're young or old. You're doing stuff you ain't got no business doing. It's nothing but the grace of God that we are able to wake up to see another day. So we do need to be thankful. We need to praise him at all times, because guess what? He don't have to do anything for us. Because he loves us, he's going to continue to do for us. But don't be taking people's love for granted. Be grateful. Be thankful. All of those wonderful words of description. Do all of that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's enough said. That is enough said. Again, it, like you were saying, it's just important to just give thanks for every little thing. And if you write a list out, I'm quite sure after you get past waking you up this morning and getting your activities of your limb, you're going to get happy and you won't be able to finish the list because he's done so much. And a lot of stuff has forgotten. And don't feel bad because I forgot a lot of stuff he's done for me. There's a lot he... I can't even begin to tell you how much he's done for me. But as I try to move forward, go forward, wake up tomorrow morning giving him thanks. I'm going to go to bed tonight giving him thanks because he's done so much for me. And you know, that's basically it. That's basically it. It's Thanksgiving time. We ought to be in a thankful mood. We ought to give the Father thanks every single day. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And he didn't have to bless us. And if you're not, if you feel like you're not blessed, like I said, if you woke up this morning, you're blessed, because some people didn't. Some mornings I wake up, I'm in a lot of pain, but I still thank the Lord that I woke up to see my beautiful wife, my kids. Like, it is so much. And that gives me the strength to go on. In the Lord, and as long as I keep doing what the Lord tells me to do, I get stronger each and every day. And that's all I'm trying to say. And for everyone that's listening, you know, and I'm not going to be long-winded tonight. I know people got, seeing how long I'm going to say it before we get ready to close, but we're going to get ready to close real soon. Real soon. Anything you want to say, Kay?
No, if I can, there is one more scripture I want to share, actually two more, but Ephesians 4:32, it says, Paul says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So with forgiveness and the things that you've done, you know it's nobody but God. So you got a testimony, you need to tell of the goodness of the Lord and move forward and be thankful and just keep a remembrance of where you came from. I'm not saying stay in your past, but you do need to look back and just thank God how far you came. And if you're still the road, you still need to be thanking God for the journey and for the process, because there is a lesson in the process. So we just got to just be thankful along the way, even though it may be something you don't like that you're going through, you're in a situation that you want to get out. I promise you, if you thank God and continue to praise him, he's going to see you through. He's going to get you out of that situation. The Bible says he has a plan. I believe, is it a plan of escape or something along those lines? I'm probably saying it wrong, but there's always an escape. The Lord always has an escape for you. So just seek him, and he got you. And then the last scripture that I want to share, I already shared that scripture. I'm sorry. So the scriptures I shared tonight.
Before you say your
first
last scripture.
No, I'm not going to say any last ones. I'm just going to give the ones that I already said. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that was a scripture. Luke 17, you can do verses 11 through 19. We focused on verse 18. And then also Lamentations 3:22-23. And the last one was Ephesians 4:32.
Amen, amen. Okay, I got one other thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to get out of here. Speaking of being thankful, we're going to be thankful for this next voice that you hear. What you want to say?
That's your voice.
That was Amaya saying, everybody go back to the basics. Be thankful.
She just wanted to say that. Yeah. Hi, Monipu.
So with that being said, we just want to give thanks for all those that listen tonight. We want to thanks to all those that if you listen through the internet, we want to say thank you. If you listen to calling in on Blog Talk at the 845 number, 2779094, we want to say thank you. If you're listening to us, wherever state, city, wherever you at, we want to say thank you. And to my new audience out there over in the pond, over the pond in London, we want to say thank you for joining us tonight. Again, apologize for the first few minutes of technical difficulties. It's going to be used to us trying to get connected out there. So we just want to say sorry about that. But I got a good team that got us all connected all over the place. I just want to say thank you to my engineers in North Carolina and in Cleveland and in Barrie over London. I just want to say thank you guys for helping me put all this together. And then I want to say thanks to my beautiful wife, my friend, and every other name that can come with that for helping me do what we do. It's not easy. I'm not the easiest person to get along with. So she has to go through a whole heck of a lot just to put up with me, and I just want to thank her. It's never taken for granted. With that being said, tomorrow night, we'll be live on Blog Talk again at 7 p.m. for Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zachary and Praise Tabernacle Church Bible Study tomorrow at 7 p.m. Also, they'll be on Thursday night, when they Thursday night praise and worship, Bishop Omar Zachary and Lady Pamela Zachary and Praise Tabernacle Church and the family will be on. If you want to watch a good old praise and worship service, you can go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, and catch them live on Facebook. Or we have a new, it's called Chaos Talk YouTube page. You can go there to catch them as well. And I'm just asking you, I'm not good at this. I know a lot of people ask me to subscribe to their YouTube page. I didn't realize what it was for. But if you get an opportunity, subscribe to Chaos Talk YouTube page and be a member, and you'll be able to see all the Praise Tabernacle Church services Sunday morning and Thursday night, praise and worship right there on YouTube every Thursday night, every Sunday morning. And then on Tuesday night, you'll be able to catch their Bible study. And before we close, you'll hear their commercial. Also, Bishop Omar wanted us to pray for some sick people. Has a prayer list. I'm not going to say all of them are sick, but they just need prayer, and we're going to pray for them tonight. And then after we pray, we're going to be done for it. And again, I just want to say thank everyone for listening to our show tonight. And again, we'll be back on tomorrow night. All of our Chaos shows will be heard over in London. It's just so many shows. I don't want to act like I'm reading from a piece of paper, but every time we're on the air, we'll be over there in London. Even though it's a different time frame, we're on live, but sometimes they'll play it back. And I don't know all the times they're playing it back over there. That's for them, not for us, because their time frame is different. So with that being said, I'm going to let my wife read these names off. And if you have any prayer requests that you want us to say, just you know how to leave us a message, either text us or send us an email. So with that being said, Kay, you have the names?
I do.
All right, let's read them off. And as we get ready to go into prayer, we're getting ready to call it a night, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Don't forget, 7 p.m.
All right. So for tonight, we are lifting everyone up on our prayer list. We have Brother Dermaine Brown, Sister Siobhan in Chicago, Brother John Johnson, the Bluette family, Sister Asha, the Tate family, Baby Adore, Brother Wendell Martin, Sister Melanie Martin, Elder Leroy Stokes, Bereaved families, Walkers, and Harris. We lift all these families up before you. Anybody else that's out there that needs healing, needs encouragement, we pray for you all as well on tonight. I'm going to let my husband go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Yeah. And again, if you need prayer and you want us to pray for you, just send us a text or an email, and we'll definitely put you on the prayer list throughout one of the services. Or if you want us to pray for you Monday night when we close, just let us know, and we definitely do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We come to the throne, Father God, boldly asking that you touch each and every name that you heard that read across the airwaves, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. We don't know all their situations, but Father God, you do. And Father God, you know there's no distance in prayer, Father God. You can turn a situation around just like that. And Father God, whatever they're going through, whether it's sickness in their body, whether it's financial, whether regardless what it may be, Father God, we're going to give it, turn it over to you, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch each and every one of them right now, Father God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father God, you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we just ask for complete healing for each and every one of them right now, Father God. If anyone else may not, that may be sick, Father God, that may need praying that we didn't call their name out, Father God, we ask you to touch their bodies, Father God. Father God, for people that may be going through a financial trouble, Father God, we ask you to touch their finances, Father God. Father God, just touch them right now, Father God. Touch the families right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just continue to be the head of our lives and to be the head of their lives, Father God. And Father God, we just ask these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And with that being said, and again, we hope you guys got something out of this. We hope that you were able to receive something. And you know, like I said, me and Kay, we come on here, we're trying to do what the Lord called us to do. Be obedient, have church in our own house, use what he's given us, and he's given us a wonderful tool to be able to reach so many different people. Now, to some of y'all, that may not mean nothing, but when I get to heaven, I don't want him to say, why didn't you talk about us on the radio? I don't want to say, oh, I didn't think about it or I forgot, because that's not going to be what, you can't make excuses on that day. And I'm trying to be 100% sold out for Jesus Christ, me and my wife, on a daily basis. So with that being said, continue to try to work for the Lord. Do whatever you can. If you're praying, praying. If you're doing Bible study, do Bible study. Whatever you're doing to uplift the Lord, and you're doing it to uplift him and not to uplift you, you're in a good place with the Lord right now. And just keep doing what you're doing, and I just pray that y'all keep doing what the Lord has called you to do. Just like the Lord called us to do this, keep praying for us. And as we grow in the Lord, hopefully that, you know, we can help you and you can help us. And with that being said, I'm done talking. I'm going to have my wife. Anything you want to say before we go?
I do not, but I thank God for the show on tonight.
Amen, amen. With that being said, this is D&K Bible Break. We just want to thank you once again and once for all. And y'all have a good night. We're going to be carried away by this commercial, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Praise Tabernacle Bible Study.
Good night, everybody.
I'm Derek Oliver, the CEO of Chaos Talk Radio. It is my privilege and honor to present Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zachary at Praise Tabernacle Church out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., you can hear their Bible study right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thursday night at 7 p.m., you can hear their Thursday night praise and worship service led by Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zion. And also on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., their praise and worship service right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Also, you can listen to all the services by phone at 845-277-9094. You can also watch them on Facebook Live by going to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 11 a.m.
On the street. Watch that quote.